Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today, we have Meredithine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today. A lot of stuff going on in 4-H. Some places have had club days, thinking about projects, all kinds of stuff going on. And now a new program is in the works.
That's right. Here in the Meredithine District, we are starting what we are calling 4-H Entrepreneurs. It is a program for our 4-H youth to kind of turn their 4-H projects into a small business, basically. And it can be any kind of project they do, except we aren't allowing live animals. But, you know, it could be visual arts, it can be foods and nutrition. Really, the possibilities are endless. But what we're doing is we're actually trying to take our youth, anyone in 4-H who is ages 7 to 18, and we're going to do 6 different sessions with them. And then next fall, we are having what we call 4-H markets, and we'll have one in Paola and one in Mound City that they can sell their items at, kind of a craft vendor marketplace type event. So I'm really excited about this. We've had some really good interest in it. We still have registration actually available till March 7th. We are limiting it to 20 kids this first year, and we already have 16 signed up, so it's really cool. But we're going to go through things like session one is going to be starting your business and kind of an overview of what the program is about. We're going to turn into session two and do some business planning and talk about how to make a business plan and what all you kind of need to do. Session three is going to be production and marketing, so how to mass produce whatever their idea is for their business, and then also how to market their business. On session four, we're going to kind of talk business safety and some legal issues, so things like tax, you know, how to pay your tax, sales tax, also food safety if you're doing baked goods or anything, or even like egg business where you're selling eggs from your poultry project, all of those things. In session five, we're going to talk about customer service. And then, like I said, we actually are going to have 4-H markets in Paola here on October 5th of 2024 and in Mound City on November 23rd of 2024 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So be looking for more information on those. And the public is welcome to come and see what our 4-H'ers have done and to help support our local 4-H as they turn their projects into businesses. And then our last session is going to be in December of this year. And it is all about, you know, reporting, accounting, where your business goes from here, and some evaluation on how the program went and how your business went. So I'm excited about this. I think it's a great opportunity to teach kids about planning small businesses and turning their 4-H projects into actual money and a business. So I'm excited. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
That sounds like it real will be a lot of fun. And maybe their skill set doesn't lie in production, but graphic design, creating logos for some of the other folks who are making a business. There could be something for everybody in this.
There really could. And that's the thing. Although we're kind of talking about products with this first go around, you know, you can also do services. So like if you are in graphic design and want to make your own stickers or something and turn that into a business, you can. Or if you want to do that for other people, the possibilities are really endless. Most of our 4-H projects really do lend to having a small business pretty easily, or kind of a craft business or a vendor or a services business. So we'll see how it goes this first year, and I'm sure we'll make tweaks to it, and hopefully this will be a long-running program for us here in the Meredithine District.
Oh, I would hope so. So many small businesses, you really want them to succeed, but they jump in with ideas and not a lot of training or anything like that to back it up, and they have a lot of difficulties. So being able to bring the 4-H'ers along and say, okay, here are the things you want to watch out for. You need a solid plan in this and this and this and this and this. Now turn your dream loose. Give it some wings before you just go throw it up in the air.
Yes. That is our goal.
So. That is an excellent goal. The dates on that again, and if anybody's got questions, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, okay, so you can contact either of our Meredithine District offices. Abby and I am both working on this kind of together. But, of course, I'm in the Paola office at 913-294-4306. If you have questions about this, our registration for our 4-H youth to attend this is due March 7th. But we will, and I will be talking more about this probably on the radio as we get closer to time, but we will have actually 4-H markets where the public can come in and see what our 4-H'ers have done and support them and purchase their items or services, whatever they're doing. And those will be on October 5th of 2024 in Paola. I'm not sure where the location is yet. We're working on that. And then November 23rd in Noun City, and that's with their 4-H. They already have a 4-H holiday mart that day, and so that will be in conjunction with that. And they will be open to other vendors as well, I believe. But, you know, come out and support our 4-H'ers. So put those in your calendar and kind of have that in the back of your mind that those things are coming up here in this fall.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about them, like you said, a little bit more as we get closer to time. Well, thank you. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to doing some browsing. Okay. Well, thanks again for joining us, and we will be catching up with you soon.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.